Welcome back to day one of 7 days of Alcohol Free. This is a bonus podcast episode series from Alcohol Tipping Point. I'm your host, Debbie Mazner. I am a registered nurse, health coach, and alcohol-free badass. And I'm so glad that you are doing this 7 days of alcohol-free challenge or what have you. All right, let's talk about day one. So you know that quote, one day or day one, you decide? Well, you decided. Today is day one. So hopefully you've prepped with some tasty treats and beverages. If not, go get yourself something delicious to eat. Trust me. Like, it is key to keep your blood sugar stable. Eat often. Eat all the sweet things if you want. You are only focusing on not drinking. So this is fun. This is the fun part. Eat whatever. It's kind of like when you were pregnant and you could eat what you wanted. So enjoy that. All right, so today is a good day to write down all the reasons you're giving your body a break from drinking. So you can go ahead and take out a piece of paper or pull up a Word doc or do your notes feature in your phone. And what I want you to do is write out all the negative things drinking has given you. So some examples are a beer gut. Maybe you're feeling shame or guilt. Maybe you get flushed skin when you drink, purple teeth from the wine, fights with your partner. And so I want you to list all those negative things from drinking. I have something that's called an alcohol alphabet. And so what it is just a list from A to Z of all those negative things associated with drinking. All right, that negative alcohol alphabet goes like this. Anxiety, bad breath, cancer, depression, embarrassment, flushed, grumpy, hungover, impaired, jittery, knackered, lethargy, memory loss, nauseous, obnoxious, poison, quarrelsome, rude, shame, tetchy, unseemly, vomit, weight, X-rated, yucky, and zombie. So those are all like, ugh, right? When you read through them, but pretty helpful reminder, like, yeah, kind of sucks. And then the next thing is to write down all the things that you're giving your body, well, all the benefits of giving your body a break from drinking. So you're going to write down what you're gaining from this break and what you hope to gain from this break. And so here's a few to get you started. More energy, weight loss, better sleep, clearer skin, less anxiety, improved relationships. And because I have a negative alcohol alphabet, I have a positive alcohol-free alphabet. So these are the things, the feelings of being alcohol-free. Awesome, brave, chill, daring, enough, fantastic, grand, happy, involved, joy, keen, loving, magic, natural, optimistic, pleasure, quality, rewarding, sleep, tribe, unbelievable, victorious, worthwhile, extraordinary, yes, and zestful. So those are helpful to have in your phone or referring back to, because it's just helpful to see the negative versus the positive and just the benefits of doing this break. And finally, just for today, practice not drinking. That's your only goal. Eat whatever you want, watch whatever you want, sleep as much as you want. Practice not drinking. You're worth it. See you tomorrow. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Alcohol Tipping Point. I'm always here for you guys, so please feel free to reach out and talk to me on Instagram at Alcohol Tipping Point and check out my website, alcoholtippingpoint.com. Again, I hope you can use these tips we talked about for the rest of your week. And until then, see you next time.